At this point, for us, it's crucial to analyze the revenues and expenses and assess if the projections are reliable. Do revenues grow in a feasible way? Are they in line with the market growth and with the business plan? Are they consistent with the expected number of units to be sold? Can production be scaled up according to revenues? Which limitations are there? Fabrics, machines, personnel, regulation. Are costs of distribution realistic? Is the cost of goods sold consistent with markups and the units sold projected in the business plan? Are costs projected in the business plans actually appearing in the financial projections with the correct amounts? Another important aspect of the financial due diligence we do is to check the investments that the startup in which we want to bet in is planning to do in the future. We check if it's possible to capitalize each investment and if the investments planned are in line with the business plan. We then focus on the hiring's plan. In particular, if personnel costs increase reasonably with the number of employees they're planning to hire, check the cost per employee, and if those costs are in line with the market. We pay attention also to the social contributions, if any, check if those are increasing too. We also check if the personnel's growth is manageable and if the future profile that would be needed could be hired as planned. To conclude with the financial due diligence, we study the financing. This means that the capital inflows and outflows, either via equity or debt, have to be correctly accounted for in the financial statements and that the repayments of debt instruments projected in the net income are in line with the interest rates.